Hello.
Hi, hon. Did I interrupt anything? Ooh, you sound like.
No, I lifted up my neck just as I was answering the phone, and my neck cranked up. That's why you heard me go, ow!
No, sorry.
I was like, oh, it got out of whack.
Oh, my Lord. I just wanted to let you know that that stone came in.
Oh,
And
okay.
I have all the details. Did you want me just to email that over? Because earlier you had said you wanted them, and then we kind of got talking about other
What is
things.
that? Yeah. What's the price and what's
All
it?
right.
Yeah, just tell me real quick.
All right. Let me just get it up and pull it out again real quick. Because it was just a little guy.
Yeah, it's like 4.5-ish by 4.5-ish. HVS2 EG or GIA. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming y'all looked at the report on the one we got and matched it.
Oh, absolutely. And it
Yeah.
was A25. It was an ISI1 GIA 60 pointer.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, that's perfect.
All right, perfect. And A25 your cost. And coming to you for.
Google
Do you want it tomorrow? Do you want it? How do you want it?
No, if Monday is more than fine.
All right. That's what I put. Perfect. We're all good.
I mean,
Thank you.
realistically, it can go out Monday for Tuesday.
Yeah, if they've got time and they've already got it on memo and want to send it today, I'm just going to let them do it because I don't want anybody to take it on us and buy it out from
Yeah.
underneath us without me knowing. Especially
Yeah, no,
because it
that's
was a
perfect.
match, you know?
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Awesome. And when you get it in, just let me know if I need to still look for something else, if it's not perfect, or
Okay.
maybe send all of it back together, or whatever you can do. Or I
Yeah,
want to
I'll do.
rectify it.
No, I think this is good. Because
Perfect.
you know, just I mean, well, did you understand what I was saying that I didn't have that conversation with you. I had it with Sarah.
Yep. I didn't get any of it. All Sarah said was, this is going to work. She doesn't need a phone call. She said, whatever we can find that matches as close to 4.5 and an eye in color, I found this. Send it. I said, okay.
So what happened is that I had called her to have the other one pulled. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do this. So I called, got the permission to pull the other one, which I did. Then what am I wanting to say?
You looked at it
So
and realized it was the eye color?
that, well, when I pulled it and sat it next to the, okay, I'm gonna get there. I promise I'm gonna
I'm
get there.
quiet. I'm waiting. You take your time.
I'm like, come on, brain, process.
Come on, brain.
I'm like, okay. So I ended up called her. She was cool with me pulling it from the mounting. So then I got it pulled from the mounting, and the whole time I kept thinking, like, I know the stone is deep, but I don't know how I can get to a 75 pointer from here.
Yeah.
And I thought I understood her saying that we had sold it. And I'm
Yeah.
like, so I was really confused because I'm like, okay, first off, I don't know this lady. I don't ever remember having a carat and a half set of princess cut studs. I can't see me keeping these. I'm like, none of this rings to me. Like,
Right.
no bells. There's no bells going off on this.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, I mean.
But there are flags. There are red flags going off at this point.
There's red flags everywhere. Because I'm like, none of this, like, I'm like, these don't look like anything that I would have gotten and sold. I mean, like, I know I'm not perfect, but, geez, I can't see me buying this shitty of a stone.
Yeah, this deep.
Yeah,
so it ended up like not being yours then? Is that what ended up finding once you found out?
Yeah, so so I went through and did an investigation. No, I did not sell the stone.
Thank God.
I pulled the stone, right? And I mean, and really, I'm like, I don't know how, I pull the stone, I weigh it. It's 51 points.
Jesus!
And I was like, whoa, we got a problem.
Exactly.
But my mind is still in this world of, oh my God, thinking she's saying we sold it to her.
Right. So you're in fight or flight mode trying just to figure out the nitty gritty, basically.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, what? Like, no, that's what I'm saying, like, all
it was
red flags.
Yeah, I get it. And you're always secondhand because they're not talking directly to you, so it's harder to understand where the client's coming from until they're pissed.
Well, no. See, I got an email from her.
Uh-oh.
That basically, I mean, she's nice. Like, she is not an ugly person in the least. And she was like, even her email was like super nice. So I was like, hey, yeah, what? And I was like, she's like, I'm just not really happy. But when she was talking about it, she was saying like, this stone looks smaller and the color's different. And she's saying all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, yeah, definitely, you know, come in. But she's also saying, like, well, that the girls seem like they're inexperienced and
uh-oh.
Maybe that's, like, maybe they just didn't know. And then she has, like, these incredibly small holes in her ears. And so then the post didn't fit. And
what?
And it was just this whole thing. And I was like, yeah, definitely. Bring them in. Let me. And so I met with her, and I sat down, and she handed me the studs, and I was like, "They definitely look." I was focused more on the same size, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Well."
Well, it makes sense with it being that deep and with the millimeter, that 4.5, which is why I totally went to a half carat immediately. But
right. Well, that was, I'm measuring them, and I'm like, no, the measurements are right.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, her diamonds are off. I'm like, this one's actually really symmetrical.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a 4.5 by a 4.4. I'm like, okay, so it's not the measurements. I was like, no, they actually measure right. And I'm looking at it, but I'm like, why do they look so bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's talking about, like, that she's got this carat and a half and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, well, I think it's the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, down the road, I pull this down, measure it, weigh it, and I'm like, there is no fucking way on the planet that she ever had a carat and a half. Like, this is a carat set. I'm like, and that makes way more sense. Like, that's
mm-hmm.
what it looks like, you know, all of that. So, and then I pull them out, and I've got them loose on a white table, and I was like, yeah, the color, that stone that's hers is actually picking up white from the mounting.
I believe it.
Yeah, so it's like, it's really top light, like really like top light brown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go back through all of my records, like pulled up everywhere we had account, like where I had all these multiple accounts of hers from like previous addresses and things like that, husband's name, all of that. Nowhere in there is that we sold her these studs.
Thank God.
And I didn't know that it was an insurance replacement, but I kind of got the feeling that this was an insurance replacement after the fact.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I called her, and I was like, hey, Houston, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? And I said, well, I got this stone pulled. I weighed it. It's a 51-pointer. And she had sent us a copy of her appraisal.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, none of it. I'm like, look, I'm looking at your appraisal. I'm looking at this diamond. None of this adds up. And she's like, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. She's like, I don't think they gave me what they said they gave me. And I was like, I hate to tell you this, but I don't think they did either.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because I'm looking at this diamond that we got for you. We know it's a GIA stone. We know it's an H. We know it's a VS1, and we know that it's an excellent cut. Do you know that they sold her those earrings as a carat and a half total weight, HVS2, excellent cut stones in platinum mounting?
You're kidding.
I am not kidding. And I was like, where did you get these? Because I was looking at the appraisal, and I'm like, is this appraisal for, is it like the insurance? You know, print out, and then I'm like, no, this is like, she went to New Jersey where her nieces live and went to a independent jeweler, and that's who did that to her.
What was the name of the jeweler?
It was like Diamond Stud USA or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a vendor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like Earstud USA. It's an RJL vendor.
Oh, yeah, there's Earstud. I don't know. I don't think it was them. I'll have to look at it. Hold on. Let me look.
Let me give you a holler right back just because it's the end of the day, and I have to call a couple people and get packages out, make sure that they're coming.
Yeah,
but
no,
yours is here. Thank God yours is here.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I'm sure we'll chat here later on or this weekend, I'm sure. I'm here tomorrow if you want to chat more about, like, I got thinking about some things, and I wanted to run it. I'll start with this.
Okay.
What are things that you do that are, like, a measurable, like, for marketing and stuff? I'm still trying to figure out, like, not figure out, but come up with an idea that is going to be favorable for all of your staffers. But in general, come up with an idea that I could share with everybody out there and maybe look just more favorable to all the girls there so that they can call me more often, and I want to run that past you as well.
Okay.
What are you eating now? Can I know?
I'm not eating hummus.
Still? I hate you. Goodbye.
So freaking good.
Is it the chocolate one still?
No, but I've got that on order.
Nice.
No, this is called Fresh Craving Honey Jalapeno Hummus.
Oh, I can't do jalapeno, but the honey part sounds delicious.
No, this is amazing. Well, you call it good.
Goodbye, Miss Amazing.
Goodbye.
With the jalapeno. I don't think jalapenos are amazing, just so you know. But I could maybe do, like, a yellow rain pepper in place of it.
Yeah.
I just can't handle the heat, the spice.
Oh, it's not. Like,
I know, you say that. I know you say that. Goodbye. You know how my taste buds think about spice. They don't like it. My bum really hates it, too, after a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That hummus, I want it just plain, please, or with garlic, roasted red tomato. I want all of that. All right, I love you.
And I'm like, what is wrong with you? You should never buy plain hummus.
Oh, no, I love it, because then you could add, okay, goodbye. You can add everything else to it.